Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Waiting to see if he has to go play musical chairs on the set of Fox and Friends. It is our friend, Todd Pyro, the host of Fox and Friends First.
No, so apparently they killed that segment after telling me we need a musical chair. So I am here on time.
Wait, why were they wanting you to play musical chairs is my question.
Or there was like some segment that I guess they played musical chairs, a big game in Bryant Park, and we were thinking of recreating it.
Okay.
I guess we don't have time for that, so we will not be doing that. Instead, I will be spending time with you. Hey, question. Do you have an agenda for our hit, or can I retry a joke that apparently failed and has delivered the scorn of the American people, including my co-anchor and my parents?
Wow. No, I would love to hear that. We'll judge you as well.
So, did you watch the show today?
I did see a part of the show this morning, yes.
Did you see the discussion about coffee and women's health?
I did, where you were trying to get Carly to call your wife and convince her she should start drinking coffee.
From a broadcasting perspective, what were your thoughts? Was it a successful comment, or were you cringing like apparently all of America at that point in time?
I didn't have any problem with it, but maybe I'm not the best judge.
Why don't you explain it to Kim, because
she didn't see it.
How do you know everyone was cringing? Were these comments you got on social media?
No, but a couple of things. I know my co-anchor so well. I know when something doesn't land with her, and I can see the upsetness in her eyes.
Okay.
And then the producer's like, yeah, maybe that's something for Gutfeld, not for here.
Mark knows that. When Mark makes a joke and I don't think it's funny, I just kind of blankly stare at him.
Yeah, I kind of get that look from her, Todd.
So, I don't like when the producers, because that implies that maybe somebody upstairs wrote the producers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the hell? But the real coup de grace, as my dad would say, is a text from that very dad. I will read it. Mom and I saw last half of show, .. coffee. That was it. Then I wrote, what did you think of that comment? Answer, segment will not go over well with Amanda. Now, this is a man, his name is Pete. We call him Pollyanna Pete because nothing was ever negative growing up.
Okay.
Like, my dad is the most positive man, always believes in positivity, just he's a good, good man. Then, so if he wrote that,
Todd.
So then I write, so you didn't laugh. Okay, fail. Then my dad writes, which makes me feel a little bit better, we did laugh thinking about Amanda. Hope she did not see the segment. So there you have.
Did she see so it?
My wife doesn't watch me. I'm a money source. I'm not a, yeah, come on. So my question for the people of St. Louis, I'm going to do a little market research here.
All right.
If you saw the segment, write in to Mark Cox on the Twitters, or just contact Mark Cox however you choose to, and let me know. And I'm going to find out if it failed. And also let me know your gender. Because if like Mark Cox heard it, was like, thought it was great. My dad's like, great job. Women never listen to their husbands. Then I know I touched a nerve with the men. But if the women are like, you're a horrible human and I'm going to never watch you again, you misogynistic.
Maybe it's sort of the thing you would have to see, but just to put it in context, the story was that caffeine is good for women. It wasn't that one cup a day. Wasn't that the story?
I actually don't know the story. I was too busy working on the joke when Carla was
Oh, my gosh. That's a funny joke. This is a classic that you're working on the joke. I'm drinking my coffee right now.
Sorry, I don't listen to women.
That will go over well, Todd.
I tuned in right at the end, and I hear Todd saying, oh, see, you got to help me convince Amanda of this. I've been telling her this for years. So
I'm curious to hear what the great people of St. Louis that I know and love. And, you know, if I ultimately end up doing this event out there, which, you know, I've been pitching for 7 years now, maybe it'll be an all-male audience.
Yeah, it very well could be. That is funny. That is funny. Yeah, it's that look you get from your wife sometimes, right? Sometimes I'll say something and I'll look down and I can see the disapproval in Kim's eyes.
I just don't get some of his jokes. I tell my husband the same thing. He's funny. It's just sometimes they don't land with me.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
So did you have anything substantive to talk about?
No, actually, I didn't. I was going to get your reaction to the on a very different and more serious subject. Originally, I was going to ask your reaction to media coverage of this Boulder situation, but we don't have to go there. I mean, I was shocked at how long it took other members of the mainstream media, if you want to call them that, to come around to the fact that it was probably terror.
And what really upset me yesterday, I understand the outrage when they refused to do it on Sunday. But then yesterday, I was driving home and I heard a political commentator double down and give the media credit for not rushing to judgment. Like the FBI is some Twitter string among a bunch of like randos talking about an incident. I'm pretty sure that by the point that Kash Patel tweeted out that this is terrorism, that I'm pretty sure that he had gotten word that this individual yelled "Free Palestine."
Yeah.
I'm sure there's sources in law enforcement, considering he is the head of the FBI,
right,
told him that. So there wasn't a rush to judgment. There was honesty when we needed honesty.
I don't know if you can be honest with us about this, but like I remember when we were covering all the riots in downtown St. Louis and we had conversations with our news director, do we call it a riot or a protest? I mean, are those the kind of conversations you guys are having too? Not with riots or protests, but with something like this where it's like, okay, are we calling it a terror attack? Okay, we're going to go with it.
No, because if Kash Patel had not come out and said anything and we did not have Free Palestine confirmation, then maybe we wouldn't have.
Right.
But when Kash Patel, I mean, this isn't some random dude saying this. You know, then from a journalistic perspective, yes, you want to be a little cautious until it's confirmed by authorities. But who better than the head of the FBI? Once he says terrorism, we don't need a second source. Like, that's the source. We go with it. And the fact that they're like, you know, they should have followed the lead of the Boulder cops.
Yeah, I saw that.
The FBI head says, this is terrorism. We're good to go. Put it in the scripts. Put it in the graphics.
Yep. Amen. Todd, go have a cup of coffee and let us know next week how Amanda responds. I know she'll see a copy of it at some point.
Yeah, I really hope this doesn't get back to her. I really hope. Now I'm nervous.
Have a good day, buddy.
You too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.